Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really, really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. And joining me today on radio, two of our greats, Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. It's great to see you, as always.
Good to see you. And I really hope that folks will call us here in the next hour in the studio for 1 hour. And that phone number, as always, 1-800-229-3000. It's that simple. 1-800-229-3000. And let me tell you something. We want to go right to the phones because I think that's why most people listen. We'll go right to the phones. But I want to remind you, first of all, the Life Recovery Conference is coming up in Southern California. Chris, you always present. You always present so well. And tell folks one of the things you're going to be talking about at the Life Recovery Conference, which we're doing Southern California, October the 6th, I believe it is.
One of the things I'm going to talk about is what I call ultimate recovery. And I don't mean to sound too grandiose about
that. Is that like ultimate football?
ultimate wrestling. But really, I find that too many times we fall short in our recovery and that we think that sobriety is the ultimate goal, where it's actually partnering with God to create a significant life, which is our ultimate goal. And I'll talk about that transition from sobriety to empowering creativity and how we can make a difference through that in the world.
All right. It's October the 6th, Southern California, and you can find out about it at newlife.com or just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to the phones, and how about we talk with John from Richmond, Virginia. Hi, John.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How you doing?
Okay,
yeah,
how you doing today?
Consider yourself heard.
Okay, good.
Sure.
Yeah,
what's going on?
That's why. My question is twofold because it's a very specific thing. I'm trying to bring our awareness at the same time and get some guidance from you guys. I know you guys in the medical field. I don't know if you've heard of this disease, but it's called trimethylaminuria. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have not. So tell us about it.
Okay, no. Okay, it's TMAU for short. It basically is, in a nutshell, chronic bad body odor. It's a very interesting kind of thing to have to talk about, but obviously it's something that a lot of us, we deal with, and it's very, 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 very debilitating in our lives for sufferers, because it's basically a problem with, in a nutshell, of not being able to digest, the enzyme to digest some of the toxins in our body. So unfortunately we have orders that we have to deal with. It's an issue that I bring up because, again, I've been trying on my own to try to make light of it because it's a really tough thing to deal with. But at the same time,
I'm sure.
I know. Yeah, it's tough. It really is tough because a lot of people just don't understand, and they just, a lot of times you think that you just don't bathe. And I mean, there's a site and stuff for it that people to deal with it. But as a Christian, I'm trying to make light of it. I know that there was a woman that called maybe a couple of weeks ago that was having problems with her liver, and she's, you know, asking why God. And I try to be positive. I'm a believer. I do know that, you know, some of it's consequential. My diet probably didn't help, and I do have some other digestive system issues as well. But, you know, I try to be positive, but there's sometimes it just really, really is hard. So really, just, I know you haven't heard of this, but I just, what kind of guidance can you give on trying to deal with this issue? Even like in church, because I mean, sometimes it's so bad that even going to church is kind of like, ugh, you know, you don't want to have to deal with the things that people just don't understand about this disease, and you know, you get the comments and stuff. But And just people to realize that, you know, this is a very ugly thing, and it's a very rare thing, but it, the people who suffer from this, it is very hard.
Okay. We're going to try to give you some help right after this, and I'm really glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah. All right, I'm talking with John, and he's got a really tough situation, and we sure feel for him. We were talking about it at the break here. Chris, you were talking at the break about God and dealing with folks and really taking away the shame of folks that God loves. And so talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, John, I am so impressed with your courage to own, to understand this issue, to really be an advocate for this issue, to try to make light of it in this heavy situation where it's, you know, it really does remind me of people who suffered in Jesus' time with things that made them feel on the outside, things that got them sort of kicked out of the camp, so to speak.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, and it's so we are created to connect. We need to belong, and to not belong is just a really, really painful experience, especially something that you aren't in control of, something has happened to you that you haven't, you know, done anything wrong. And I sat with the impression this morning as I was reading Luke chapter 1 that God over and over, and just in introducing Jesus to the world, visits unlikely people in unlikely places, shows them favor, and removes their shame. Because I'm sure that you've exhausted all of the your knowledge and resources to find things to overcome this or to take care of the odor that is, you know, that you carry out into the world, and nothing fully works and takes it away. And I don't.
Yes. And currently, there's no cure, too. Just to let you know, that's the issue about this.
Yeah, and that's so. I mean, it's heartbreaking for me to hear that, especially with a guy like yourself who is loving and gifted, and has a lot to offer other people. And I think the one thing that I want to offer, just from me to you this morning, is that God really does specialize and favor those who are feeling on the outside. And his desire is to take away the shame of it. I don't know the specifics. It looks like God does that in different ways. Jesus does that in different ways throughout the scripture, but it is consistent that he is near to those who suffer from something that they don't have anything in control of, but feel like they're on the outside and not the inside.
And, you know, a situation like this, John, it's proof that we're not in the garden, you know. Mm-hmm. This is not what God intended, and this is our fallen world circumstance. And of course, we blame Adam and Eve, and the only way to not is just to realize, hey, if we had been there, we would have made the same kind of mistake. I would just say this: if you don't have somebody that you have a good connection with for, you know, connection, social intimacy, interaction, it's an all-time greatest need for someone like yourself. And I'm just wondering if, you know, interaction over the internet, I mean, if it's uncomfortable in person, you know, I just wonder if there is internet connection and internet support groups and stuff that can truly be an anxiety-free place for you to connect with others. Is there anything like that that's available?
There are resources online. There is a foundation for this disease. It is considered a rare disease. So it's in the rare disease website, and it's also a website for the actual, the TMAU, for the actual thing. Problem mm-hmm. is, I think so. It's so shame that I think a lot of people, it's hard mm-hmm. to connect. They're supposed to have some symptoms and things like that, and I've tried to reach out, but it's just, I guess, because of the shame, so many people, I guess, don't want to. It's hard to make that connection.
No, but it's true. Well, it's true. I was just looking up online. One, because we care about you, and you asked us if we had ever heard about it, and that's how rare it is. But
yes,
they talked about the amount of shame and social isolation that happens in light of this, if you can imagine. And as we're all listening to you, I got to tell you, we're all kind of putting your shoes on for a minute. And I imagine at all those that are listening right now, it's kind of stopping our clock. We're imagining what it would be like to have this odor, kind of like, you know, in the Bible, the lepers, like you talked about, where they've got this thing that you can't seem to get away from. And how do you still be in community? But when I was looking online, I got to tell you this, John, because I think I don't want you to lose hope. There was one study that was done, and you may know about this or you may not know about this, that they were taking certain supplements activated by charcoal and copper, blah, 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 blah. And it goes into detail of this one study, but they said that 85% of the test participants experienced loss of that odor. And so I guess I want to encourage you too, in the midst of what you're dealing with, to not lose hope, because maybe there's something in this study, right? Maybe there's something that hasn't been tried yet, but to see 85%, I go, hey, give me some of that.
That's pretty strong.
Right? Yeah. And so I'm not.
I have heard, not to interrupt you, but I have heard of that. I had heard from my doctor. I had to, you know, with my doctor, it was hard to bring out to him too, but at the time, and maybe things have changed. I've had this for some years now, but they said that it's a very dangerous thing, though, and it's not. There's a lot of complications that can come from it. And my doctor at the time did not recommend that. Now, maybe things have changed in the last year or so, and I may revisit it. But there are other things like supplements and things I do try, and there are times it doesn't. It's not constant. It comes and goes. So obviously, now it's on its bad time. But
well, let me ask you this:
that's how it is. So,
Totally.
Was there something that you thought we could say or provide that would help you? I mean, I don't know that we've helped you at all. What is it you were looking for from us?
I do remember like a week or a couple of weeks. I do listen to your show. I've been listening to your show for about 10 years now. There was a lady last week that was in a similar situation with her. I think she had problems with her liver, and she was looking for hope because she's on her third liver thing. I heard that, and I said, man, that's why I should speak up, because at days it gets like that. I don't, I'm not like that all the time, because I know I've seen God deliver me in a lot of other areas, so I know that there's going to be hope in someday. But there are days where I'm like, what? I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything I can. And so I'm trying to see maybe, and give me a platform to speak out for people who maybe are too maybe afraid or ashamed to talk out. Just kind of how you encourage her, maybe you can kind of give that to me too.
Well, this is the deal.
I think you've done it. You know?
Yeah, John,
go ahead,
you
Sherry.
Just created a national awareness. Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
Just with your words, created a national awareness to this is going on. And I imagine
and
there are people that
are
listening that are going, thank you, John. Thank you for talking about it.
Yeah. Well, let me send you Take Your Life Back, and I hope that that's going to be of help to you. I really feel like we're a little inadequate, but I'll ask folks to pray for you, pray for the condition that hope.
Bless you.
and hope and pray that you know, progress can be made that isn't dangerous there.
And
really
keep going. Yep.
E-call.
Keep going, man.
Let's go to Karen from Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD. Hi, Karen. How can we help you today?
Hello. I'm actually fighting to hold back tears, not because of the question that I'm about to ask, but because I can't believe this. The first time I called you guys, I get connected, but I've been listening to your program for years, and you've helped me. Whew. You've helped me deal with my anger issues, my depression, setting up borders from toxic family members, and also building up my confidence, which led to what I was able to do yesterday.
What did you do?
Well, I've been married for 25 years. And for as long as I can know from those 25 years, there was always another woman, whether it's through pornography, through emails, through text messages, through relationships, there's always been another woman. And the beginning of this year, well, just to give you an idea of how many, the 25 years we've been married, we've moved about 17 to 18 times around our city. And that was, you know, by choice. And every single house that I can remember, there was always another woman that I had to address or deal with. And the beginning of this year, it was in January, you know, I found another text message that he had been having a relationship with another woman. Confront him, denied it. This was the first time. I have four kids. Two of them are adults and two of them are still teenagers. The teenagers had no idea what's been going on with their dad. But the two older teenagers, two older adults, when they were about 18, 19, or maybe the late teen years, and they found out about the longest relationship that he had, and with another woman, and the other woman had two kids, and they confronted him, but they knew the hurt that's been happening to me. They tried to hide it from me, because that was during a time when my relationship with him was going really well, and
okay,
they found
so get to where you are. Okay, get to where you are today, and how we could help you with today. Okay,
so January, found another text message, him having the situation. I was about to leave him. I was going to move to California with one of my daughters for her career to help her out over there. And but again, the younger kids that I have, I said, okay, I'm going to try to work it out. He begged me to work it out every single time.
Why didn't you demand that he get help in the working it out?
Well, I did.
Why is that?
During this time,
okay.
I demanded him to get help. I've been telling him about joining Every Man's Battle. And, you know, there was excuses. But this time I told him, you need help. And he finally found a group of men who has helped him, and he's been with this program for 4 months, and they've been wonderful. And it's
okay.
However, yesterday, early morning, I looked at his phone, and he's speaking to another woman inappropriately, saying that it was a great date, thanks, love, good night, sweet. And he's telling me, like, he works late at night, so he's calling me around 1:15 in the morning, and telling me he's on his way home at 1:30, he's sending this text message to this woman saying goodnight, sweet, using the same words he uses with me. And I just said, that's it. I'm done. Here are your three options. You either move out, option one, option two, or I move out. And both of those options, I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him for at least 30 to 60 days, only because he has irritated me so much, and, there's so much hurt.
And the third option?
Option three was for me to file a separation. Mm-hmm. So he chose option one, which he moved out. And when he made that choice, I felt so, like, this weight on my shoulders. I felt free. You know, because I was at the point where, again, I said, that was it, I'm done. Because I told him in January that if this happens again, I'm done. And
So what's the question for us in all of this?
My question is, so what's the next move for me? Because again, I don't want a broken family because I still have teenagers, you know, and this affects them. But I do want him to get help. But I'm at
the point where why wasn't that one of the options? Why wasn't one of the options, and you will now go to the Everyman's Battle workshop, given the fact that just going to a group, or you'll go into a residential center, or you will now care enough. Why is it just the option of you leave, I leave, or separation?
I haven't thought of it that way. Yesterday, my point was he just needs to leave because I couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah,
but he is. But he did move in with the accountability partner of this one group. But you know, I do know that he needs help. But I also feel like I need help too, because what's happening is that all this hurt keeps the wounds that's never healed keeps opening up.
Sure. Okay.
You know,
we're going to help you right after this, so you hold on. You can hear we've got the music going here. And we'll take this break and we'll come right back. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000.
I've had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. The number is 1-800-229-3000. Talking to Karen here, and okay, Karen, I'm going to have Dr. Sherry get us started here on how we can help you move this to a better place, both for you and the hurt that you're experiencing. I hear that. And then also, what's the best course for the best outcome here? Sherry, you want to get us started?
Yeah. So, hey, Karen, I got to be honest, I'm worried about you. And let me tell you why. One, I think that you are in something that it's called denial, somewhat in denial over how bad this has been over all these years. Proverbs 10:10 talks about this. It says, when we wink at sin, when we wink at wrongdoing, it only leads to more folly. And sometimes when we've grown up in families, and I know you told us enough about that you've had some toxic family members and you've been working on your borders or boundaries, but you know what I hear? I hear a woman who is tolerating the intolerable. And I hear a woman who so much doesn't want to have a broken family. And I imagine that you grew up and your family split because you have got this vow that you have made to keep your family together at any cost. And you know what it's costing you? Your family. It's costing you. Yeah. It's costing you your health. It's costing you your physical safety. And so I wrote this. I wrote this chapter in my book called "No is a Complete Sentence," and in there I talk about boundaries because there's three steps when somebody has a problem. You have to ask yourself three questions. The first question is, who is the owner of the problem? The second question is, who's in control of that problem? And the third question is who is responsible to fix that problem? Now, when I hear your story, my dear, what I heard is you moved 17 or 18 times, cray-cray. And then you said, I had to confront these women. You have taken on his burden. You have taken on responsibility for his sex addiction. He's a sex addict.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris, would you say he's... I mean, all these years
Listen, Karen, if your husband came into my office and told me what you told me about himself, I would require nothing less than inpatient treatment. Nothing less. I'm dead serious. He is out of control and has been out of control for a very long time.
So this group of men he's meeting with, he's already shown you it's not enough.
It's not even close.
It's not enough.
I was told yesterday, because I met with one of the wives whose husband's gone through the program, and she said, he's been in here for 4 months, and he's still doing this. You know, that's not right.
It's not right.
She had told me that there's residual in our family where, you know, my son is now going through every young man's battle, you know.
Well, good. He's doing something about it.
I blame him for that.
But this is the deal. You've been living with a concubine. You've been living with a man who has many, many women in your household. You have got to draw the line, but you have to require that he gets into a high level of treatment. Because this is my greatest fear for you. I'm going to just say it. I'm going to put it out there on the airwaves. My greatest fear from you is after this 30 to 60 days, he's going to be nice, and you're going to let him come back. Because you're trying to keep your family together. And I want to say, darling, your family's not together. He's bringing women in your home.
Yeah, if he's not going to stay faithful in the home, he just went out of the home.
He's been out of the home unfaithful for years.
It's going to be on fire for him internally right now. His sex addiction is going to go out of control.
So you have to ask yourself this question. Why haven't I ever reached out and gotten help for myself by attending a codependency group with other women who have dealt with things like this for a lot less time? Because here's what happens, you know, after two or three things like this and you're living out your vow to keep the family together, you're training him, it's okay with me. That's the message that you've given him, okay? Then, when you're fed up, all you want to do is just separate. Either he leaves or you leave. Okay, so now we've got to put into place, how do we get this guy motivated to get some help? So I would be in touch with those people, that man that he's living with, and how do we get this guy to finally accept responsibility and go get some help for the problem. That's the goal now. It's not separating. It's him getting help.
And I think to reiterate that, Steve, Karen, two sick parents don't make kids well. Right now, they have two sick parents. You go get better, regardless. So, like Steve said, get into your own support group, Essanon, something like that, that will help you... get to a place of better health and peace within you. Get Sherry's book.
I'll send it to you. I'll send that book to you. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's called Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And you've been living with intimate deception, girl. And we want to help you get stronger.
Yeah. Thank you
now,
so much.
I'm glad you called us. Now, it's just important that everybody know God wants families to stay together. Mm-hmm. But you can never justify enabling evil in the home to keep the family together. It doesn't make sense. The sooner you act, the better.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today. Living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio today, and the reason we're saying doctor is he's here to fix our finances. Larry, what's the prescription?
I'm here to appeal to some folks to help us fix our finances.
Good.
We just need some continued ongoing regular support. I've hear calls and a lot of every man's battle stuff being needed and discussed, and I looked at a couple of testimonies. I got two paragraphs I want to read to you from guys who recently went, because we're doing every man's battle in Houston in just a week after this, next week, Friday.
Right.
When I first walked in the doors for orientation, before anybody said a word, I was ready to go home. I stayed for lunch and then walked into the main session one. That wasn't too bad. Then breakout one started, and after 30 minutes of the class, I was telling guys I never met before my story and crying. And
wow.
I'm not a crier. These guys were just like me. I was set on staying. By the closing exercise, I felt new, loved, and ready to start on a new life with my wife.
There you go. That is a total, complete transformation.
Absolutely.
Right there. Yep.
And then this other one says, this was the most insightful, challenging, encouraging workshop I've ever attended. For the first time in my life, I believe and know I will win this war for my sexual purity. Thank you to New Life Ministry and its leadership for meticulously and intentionally developing materials and a curriculum that's able to speak to not only the root of the problem, but to the heart of men. Thanks for getting into the trenches with me. In the name and by the power of Jesus, we have victory. So it's why we do what we do at New Life, so that people who were headed one way down the wrong path, experiencing pain, problems, troubles, heartache, and causing grief to many people, can change their lives. God can step in and do something different. That's why we come and ask for your support.
Mm-hmm.
And my appeal is not different than previous days. My appeal is, if you have never given to New Life, would you call and make a one-time gift? or maybe make a commitment to join Club New Life.
Well, you know, as you're talking about this, Larry, I got to tell you, I just don't think people realize we're a deliverance ministry. We believe God delivers people. You just have to show up for a weekend. And, you know, it's not that it's an instant lightning bolt flash. It's you've got to do the work. And that's how God delivers you from it. But we can't do the weekends if we don't have the support.
That's right.
It's just not enough money. So please help us deliver some people out of one of the toughest bondages in the Christian community today that's literally eating Christians alive with lust and deception. And this previous caller, we heard all about it right there.
And I've got to remind people, when you join Club New Life, our new thank you gift is a thumb drive, or you can download it. 71 teachings on it. And there's some great...
The best teachings. The best teachings we have.
Yes, and they are... Some of them, like you said, are an hour long. Some of them are 20, 30 minutes. Some are 5 minutes. It's just a wide variety of teachings.
The best teachings, and you can listen to them on the New Life Bluetooth speaker.
That's right.
We send that with it.
That's right.
So that's our way of saying thank you for joining Club New Life. And a gift of any amount, we will send you a copy of this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. And boy, do we know how tough that is.
Last thing is, if you're a current Club New Life member, and if you increase your giving by $10 a month, we'll send you the thumb drive and the Bluetooth speaker. And I know not everybody can do that, so I'm not trying to... We've had some people that were a little upset that we're asking for more, but we've had other people that have jumped in and gladly and enthusiastically given more to get this, and we're looking for those. So thank you.
All right. 1-800 New Life. If you need some help, please do. Let's jump over here and talk with John. Colorado Springs, KGFT is the station. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi. Sherry, I wanted to address this to you.
Chris, let's go get something to drink.
Let's get a coffee.
Okay. So I've heard you talk about EMDR many times. My first question was, what happens in the brain? I know that you're so, you've done a lot of study on that. During EMDR.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, John. And EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization Reprocessing. It's a technique that's been around for a few decades now and has had a ton of research. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what happens. So bottom line, when wounds happen in our life, when trauma happens and something hurts us, those memories are stored, but they're stored in kind of a fractured, disconnected, fragmented sort of way. It's kind of like the thinking lobe in our brain and our emotional lobe in our brain get an affair. They just don't talk like they used to about that event. So what EMDR does is it actually goes in and begins to connect your thoughtful mind about what happened and your heart, your emotional mind, your emotional heart on what happened. And it gets those two to talk again about that event. Not in details. The brain doesn't even need to bring you all the details. But what it does is it helps to move that bad thing that happened and that shame that was attached to it, like the shame belief that I'm not safe, I'm in danger, I can't trust anyone. It helps to move that from that negative belief into the positive, the opposite, which is I can choose whom to trust or I am lovable. But without that intervention, oftentimes we get stuck, and a lot of times, John, Christians get stuck in knowing the truth of God, but they can't seem to move their mind forward. They can't seem to let that truth trickle down. And I use EMDR a lot to get people into the truth of of what happened about that event. They look at it as a different in a different way. They can look back and see what really happened and then free themselves up from that shame.
And the truth helps heal it. And the way I describe this is that every organ in the body, God has created with a self-healing mechanism to it.
Yep.
It's a miracle that God does that.
I know.
EMDR connects the brain to its own self-healing mechanism. And it does it so profoundly, and yeah, it's amazing.
And I have, at Sherry's suggestion, over certain issues in my life, I've done EMDR, and I don't think you'd say that I'm any weirder than I was before. So it works. It's helpful. And it's just, it's the result of people understanding brain physiology and function and discovering there's a way to integrate the memory, the emotion, the trauma, how that relates to our everyday, and it's phenomenal how you can go into a session with a tremendously intense pain over something that happened today that's connected to something that happened years ago, and you walk out of there and you're no longer triggered by that. It's no longer as intense. There's some hope and healing there. So I really suggest if you're dealing with something that you think could help, it's not dangerous. It could really be a great benefit to.
I was going to mention, I think he wanted to know where to go. It's emdria.org. Those are the folks that have been certified and trained in this, so that's the best place to go to find somebody. Mm-hmm.
And it's really not a good term anymore because, like the work that I do, you don't work with the eyes. You know, it's a musical program that goes from the left side of the brain to the right side, but that'll get you there. I mean, it really can help remove that traumatic impact on your life today. Now let's go to Emma, Los Angeles, California. Hello, Emma. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question for you is, how do you deal with a controlling mother?
Okay, and does she live with you?
No, she doesn't, but she thinks she does.
Uh-huh. And you're how old?
I am 44.
And in what way does she control you?
Well, she thinks that when I have plans, I'm supposed to break my plans to go and do something she wants me to do. When I have set days off and I do different things, but it's always family should be over everything. Family comes first. And when I say it's not like that, she doesn't seem to get it at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you do what she wants you to do, even though you have other plans, or do you go ahead with your other plans?
No, I stick to my plan.
You stick to your plan. Okay. And so you just like to know how to lower the amount of unrealistic requests from her that because she
exactly.
does want to be in
control.
Okay.
Controlling, but she thinks that she has a strong personality.
Okay. We'll try to give you some help right after this.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but I'm willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop, take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I
even? How did we become this distant? I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. So, Chris, I'm going to ask you whether your mother's controlling or not. To get us started on how do you take a mom that's controlling and do something that would lower her unrealistic request. Because it sounds like to me that Emma isn't controlled by her. She's still doing what she wants to do. She just wishes there weren't so many uncomfortable moments with Mama.
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing, Emma, is that your mom has consistently shown her behavior, how she relates to you over the course of your entire life. And I think when that happens, the first thing you do is don't expect it to be different. If you expect her to behave in a different way, you're just setting yourself up for resentment. One of the lines out there is an unrealistic expectation is a premeditated resentment. And so I think...
She probably resents that answer. No.
Yeah. And so it's just realizing that your mom is who she is. It doesn't make her bad. It doesn't make her wrong. But it does reinforce your need to continue with your boundaries. There's the external boundaries of behavior, but there's also the internal boundaries. And the internal boundaries are a little bit trickier, a little bit harder to see and to hold to. But that internal boundary is mom's emotional response to me is not my responsibility. However, if she's disappointed that I'm doing going out with my friends and not doing something that she wants to do, well, it looks like she has some work to do to get over her disappointment. It sounds uncaring, but it's actually not. I care about my mom, but I'm not responsible for how she feels or how she reacts to situations.
Yes, and one thing that you can do is not call her controlling anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to help you to tell her what you think she is, right? Makes sense? I knew it would.
It does.
Okay. So let's don't call her a name anymore. And then every time you don't want to do what she wants you to do, you tell, oh, Mom, you know, I love you, would love to be with you. I'm going to do this, but I want you to know it has nothing to do with feeling any less love for you, reassuring that way. Sherry, you have one final thing to say here?
I think you guys have done a great job. I was just going to say live guilt-free. I have a situation that I was dealing with recently, and this daughter was guilted into feeling more available. And you know what? When she started pulling back and not answering the call every time it rang and giving more days in between check-in, her mom got nicer because really the controlling pushes people away. And so she began just to hold some power and still be kind. But her mom started being a little nicer because she missed her. And so subtle changes can make lots of changes.
It sure can. And, you know, I think one of the greatest things that we can do, realize some people, they're not trying to be stupid. They're not trying to be controlling. They've learned this and still, be nice, be kind to them as you're requesting that they interact with you in a different way because it's not working. Yeah, sure.
I was going to say, you know, so often, Steve, and I would almost say this is 100% of the time, somebody who is controlling really has something in their past where they felt out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's living in fear, and she's actually living in fear if people aren't going to be around her. But that control, if you're somebody today that's listening and you tend to see that you're a controlling person, I would have you really get an honest inventory of what's happened in your life where mm-hmm. you felt out of control. Because yeah. when you control others, you actually try to control others. You actually push them away. You get yep. the opposite of what you want.
And frustrate yourself.
Yeah, closeness and connection.
You cannot control and connect at the same time. It's fundamentally impossible.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sherry, you said you didn't, you thought we had good answers, but Chris, I think her answer was better than ours, quite frankly. So, glad you chimed in there anyway. Appreciate that. Well, you know what? I don't have time to go to another phone call. Yes, I do. I'm just going to do it anyway. Heather, I don't have a lot of time. I've got 2 minutes. Tell us how we could help you from Commerce, Texas, KKHT. In a nutshell, what's the deal?
My boyfriend and I have been together for several years, and I feel strongly convicted that it's time that we should, get married. And I know that he is the type of person that's like, I don't ever want to get married. And I don't really know what to do short of saying, like, we have to get married.
Are you living together?
Yes.
And are you a believer?
Yes.
Okay, and how does that work inside your head that you're living together and you're not married?
Very conflicting.
Okay, well, here's what ought to be really conflicting. Not only are you living with the guy, you're living with the guy that says he doesn't want to ever get married. Right?
Yes.
So at no level is it a good idea to stay with this guy. And this is why we tell people don't move in together. First of all, it isn't right. But secondly, it's so hard to get out of it. And you end up not choosing and deciding to get married. You end up sliding into marriage. Or in this case, you end up sliding into middle age without being married and children when that's really what you wanted. So I think you need to get in to see a Christian counselor, an older woman that can really give you some courage and strength. And the sooner you work out the details of how to get out of this house, out of this relationship, if you lose a lot of money because you guys have cars together or the condos, and don't even think twice about it.
The most frustrating part is that, like, we are both believers. Like, we go to church, you know, our faith is top priority in our lives, but I still try to get him to understand that.
He doesn't want to get married, though, and if faith was a top priority in his life, he would never be living with someone who wants to marry him, and he knows he doesn't want to get married.
So let me tell you what I think is the top thing here, the top issue. And I'm going to talk from a woman heart, Heather, because I have been in situations where I've given myself away in hopes of getting love and hopes of somebody choosing me. And I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, but my grandma told it to me a long time ago. She said, Sherry, if you give away the cow, right, why buy the milk if the cow is free? And you know what I did, dear one? I left my milk in the refrigerator. I decided at one point in my life, after 17 years of being single again, I wanted someone to love me. I wanted him to choose me because he loved my mind, he loved my heart, he loved my body, and it wasn't about sex. And I want to call you up into your worth, dear one, because you are worth more than not being chosen, but you have given yourself away.
Yeah. And we hear the value that God sees in you. And I believe it's just written in the stars, so to speak, that I just had to take that phone call.
I'm so glad you did. That's because you've got a daughter who you love. And I think you thought about Madeline and you thought about Heather and you said, I got to see if I can reach this girl's heart.
All right. I'm glad you called. I'm going to send, is this the one? I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love. It'll help explain how you ended up in that relationship. And I'm going to ask everybody to pray for courage for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm going to be preaching this weekend, Northview Church, northviewchurch.us, 5 p.m., 9 and 11 on Sunday, Eastern Time. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us help you. Call
Thanks
us right
for
now.
Listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.